Oh, at the Forest.
Okay. Our last phone return to that.
Your Jones.
Okay. When you have your appendix taken out, you'd say you had a tap or...
Appendicitis.
Okay. Do you know the old-fashioned term for that?
No.
Okay. If somebody had something that didn't agree with them, and wouldn't stay down, you say they had to go outside and...
Do what?
Okay. You know, any neutral? Well, I guess that's a kind of neutral term.
Puking. Non-neutral.
Okay.
Vomit.
Okay.
Upchuck. Although I think upchuck is more than uniform.
I do.
Yes. I don't think I've heard it working.
That's what I always heard.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Maybe it's just a different problem to say. Okay. If somebody did that, and somebody got sick, or he was sick. It's like he was sick.
Twisting.
Okay. He's like, she hardly got the knees, when she came right over. If you invite somebody to come over to see this evening, you want to be sure they know you'll be disappointed if they don't come. You'll say, now if you don't come, well, I know that you would be very disappointed if the person didn't come. And so, if you don't come,
get disappointed.
Okay. Just say it again.
I'll be disappointed.
Okay. And if you and somebody else are going to be glad to see this person, you'd say, we...
Looking forward to seeing you.
Okay. Would you ever say we'll be proud to see you?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you say if a boy starts to pay serious attention to a girl? He is...
Dating.
Okay, suppose it's a little more serious than that. He's really getting...
Going with.
Okay, and... maybe even more serious than that.
Engaged.
Okay.
No, I'm recording.
Okay. Would you say recording?
No.
Okay, who would say that?
Grandparents.
Okay. So, okay, you get this couple that go together, seem to get around the town. It's a he is her...
Boyfriend.
She is his.
Girlfriend.
Okay. And if he came home and whipped stick on his car, his little brat boy would say, you then. No, obviously the answer is something. What are you and your date doing? You go back and forth. I think you answer your question.
Nowadays, there's a little mess that we've been making out. Kissing.
Nowadays, people say that?
Making out.
You know, that's come back there again. That was the big thing when I got in high school.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The Friday's for it. What is the other terms?
Making out? I suppose that making out incorporates petting. That's what you do. I think that's why it's back in vogue, so you can use it politely and then hear where it comes from when you're making out.
Yeah,
what
terms?
And
that's our first time this couple, they got engaged, and went ahead and they got